Well, I want to make sure that we inform the public that the purpose of the commission is very narrow, that it focuses upon the investigation of alleged complaints involving negligence or misconduct in forensic science, and then issues a report on those specific cases. It's not designed to decide whether someone is guilty or innocent. It's not designed to discuss social issues of the day like the death penalty. There has never been any waiver by the commission on looking at the Willingham case and examining the forensic science associated with arson. The commission voted unanimously to look at that, and that vote has never changed. I did temporarily delay any further movement by the commission so that the new members, including myself, could get educated and learn about what it is our mission is. In doing so, I've learned a lot about some of the things that we need to do to make sure that this is a process that has a lot of integrity. I can reassure the public that without question, we're going to resume and complete the investigation and report in the Willingham case. The commission was given a very unusual statutory structure that, frankly, had a lot of inborn weaknesses to it. For example, the commission was not provided with any written standards or policies, and not a single written standard or policy has been adopted or developed to tell commissioners how to apply the facts that they hear to the standards of forensic science. In addition, there is no oversight of an investigative process to make sure that the investigation is done in a way that we can all trust it. And finally, they lack the resources. A single staff member is not enough for us to carry out this mission. We need to work on and develop all of those things to make sure that we can do the job that we were given. There are some ways that the commission can structure itself and how it does committee work and perhaps get some temporary assistance through budgeting from the legislature to go ahead and keep moving forward. But for a full, complete solution, we're going to need some legislative changes.